The Emmys are Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Stephen Colbert will be hosting. It will be on the CBS television network. Matt Rausch from TV Guide joins us once again to talk a little bit about what to look forward to. Hi, Matt. This is John. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm good. Thanks.
Is there something? Are you more interested in the winners or the performance of the show itself, Stephen Colbert, and all of the great moments that happen on award shows?
Well, I mean, award shows nowadays are almost a dime a dozen, and this is the biggest one for TV for sure, and I am curious to see how Colbert, who's kind of on a roll right now with the resurgence of his CBS show, you got to remember, he was snubbed for his first year after taking over for Letterman. He was not nominated, and when he was on Comedy Central, he was quite an Emmy champion for many years. He was trading off with Jon Stewart, and so when he came to CBS, and it was sort of like the show was really trying to find its voice during that time, and now this year, thanks to events in Washington, D.C., Stephen Colbert has certainly found his voice on CBS, and he got a nomination this year, pushing Jimmy Fallon out of the nominations, and The Tonight Show has been, you know, a ratings, sort of the ratings champ in late night, but Colbert, and then also Samantha Bee from TBS, also in that category. So yeah, it'll be curious to see what he does. I know some people cringe at the thought that these award shows become another chance to beat up on the administration, and if it gets too political, people will be possibly turned off by that. But this year, I got to say, beyond all of that, I am very intrigued by the winners, who's going to win some of these contests, because this was a year distinguished by a lot of very terrific freshman programming, and in some of the categories, you've got, especially in the drama series category, you've got 5 of the 7 are brand new shows, and with Game of Thrones not in contention this year because HBO did not air an episode of Game of Thrones during the eligibility period. These wonderful episodes that aired this summer are only eligible for next year's Emmys, and I don't think anything's going to beat it. But this year, it's wide open for the dramas, and there were 5 of the 7, and many of them were very buzzworthy. I mean, Handmaid's Tale, the industry is all abuzz about that, and it was a real breakthrough for Hulu. Netflix has 2. I mean, beyond House of Cards, they've got The Crown, which if this were the Oscars, it would be a slam dunk because the Oscars love everything from that's English and royal, but I don't know about the Emmys. We'll have to see. And Stranger Things was a pop culture phenomenon that's echoed in the big box office success last weekend of Stephen King's It, because it's basically the same story. And then you have on NBC. NBC gave us This Is Us, a true breakthrough hit that is both critically and publicly really loved. And if it wins, it'd be the first broadcast network drama to win the top prize since 2006, when 24 won. Since then, it's always been, I think it was like several years in a row of Mad Men and Breaking Bad, and now Game of Thrones. So it hasn't, there hasn't been a network series that's won the best drama prize for a very long time.
Yeah, interesting points, all of those about two categories then, variety talk series. I'll just finish what you started. Sure. And that is Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Late Show with James Corden, Real Time with Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert's show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Just real quick, who do you like on that one? Colbert?
Well, I think Colbert being on a bit of a roll, that could possibly be. Many people think because of the way that the Emmys work that what's won will always win until it doesn't. But last year was John Oliver's breakthrough on HBO. HBO tends to do disproportionately well at the Emmys in a lot of categories. And so there's a thought that he's going to be the hard one to beat. I would be very happy if Colbert won. I would be super happy if Samantha Bee won. I think she's just fearless and hilarious. Yeah. And at the same time, being a woman who breaks into this boys club, it's quite an achievement for her to be in this race, and I would love to see her get it, but I think that's kind of a long shot. It's probably going to go to John Oliver just because it is HBO, and his show is pretty unfettered as well.
And it's good.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, there's
we'll
no
see.
Losers in that bunch.
They're all good. Yeah. I mean, any of them that wins deserves it. You know, it's crazy.
So in that drama series, you went through the list. You left out Better Call Saul. Of those shows, and Westworld on HBO, AMC's Better Call Saul, The Crown to me was just so flipping good. I just thought it was so well done, so rich. I really enjoy Better Call Saul. I haven't seen all of these, but I've seen House of Cards and Stranger Things. Of the shows I saw in here, personally, I would give it to The Crown. I would be happy to see Better Call Saul win.
Yeah, to me, The Crown is the one. When I was first doing the prognostications for some of these award sites that ask you to, like, you know, weigh in, and I was always putting The Crown at the top. And the longer we've been going through this process, because you're always trying to second guess and third guess yourself, that that there's a sense that Stranger Things might just be more pop culture-y. The Handmaid's Tale, I got to say, was an excellent adaptation of the Margaret Atwood allegory, and Elizabeth Moss is almost certainly going to win for Best Actress in a Drama. She's overdue, I mean, because she'd never won for Mad Men, and now she's got this amazing role as the handmaid who's living in this oppressive society, and there's a sense that sort of the timeliness of that storyline is such that, with that dystopia and everything, that just might go. I will be happy if either The Crown or Handmaid's Tale, or honestly, This Is Us, which is the kind of show that network TV ought to be doing. It's a true bona fide hit. People love this show. It created new TV stars. It's everything that a network show should be. And the networks get somewhat taken for granted by the Emmys, to the point where you almost wonder why the Emmys are still airing on network TV. It's rotated among the four major networks, but it's sort of like, well, it's all the awards go to cable anymore, so why do they even show up?
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. I really, by the day, I don't know what's going to win that category, but if it went to The Crown, I would be super very pleased. That was my first choice when I was trying to do the handicapping as well, but my mind has changed by the day. That's a really tough category.
Matt Rausch is on the line, TV Guide senior critic. In the comedy category, Atlanta, Black-ish, Master of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Veep. Okay, ask me which one I like the most.
Well, which one do you like the most?
Doesn't matter. I haven't seen them all, but of those, my favorite is Silicon Valley. I like Veep too much. It's I've said this before. It's almost painful. It's so good.
Yeah.
I would give it to Silicon Valley for a comedy. It's just funny.
It's funny, and it's got a great story to it. I really do like it. It's sort of an underdog in lots of ways. But I will say also that Atlanta on FX, which was a sort of a piece by Donald Glover, who's probably favored to win for comedy actor, but that and Master of None from Aziz Ansari, these are two very personal series, kind of visionary in some ways, and very, 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 very different than anything else on TV. Atlanta in particular broke form in several of its episodes, and it's a very adventurous comedy about a young guy in Atlanta just trying to figure his way out through life. Master of None in its second season. It won for writing in the first season, Master of None did, which is a Netflix series. And this second season took on a much more romantic feel to it. I just fell in love with many of the episodes of Master of None. Atlanta and Master of None are very artful. Maybe too much so for this category. We'll see. Veep has won many times, and of course Julia Louis-Dreyfus has never not won for that role that she plays, and so it's probably favored to win. Like you said, it's so cruel, it's so mean, and I kind of want it to go to a show this year that's got a bit more heart to it, and Atlanta and Master of None. Atlanta and Master of None certainly have that, but I also always feel for those guys in Silicon Valley, because the more successful they get, the worse things are for those guys. So I think that one, though, is a very, very much of a long shot. It's probably going to go to Veep, but don't count out those two auteurs between Aziz Ansari for Master of None and Donald Glover of Atlanta. They both did remarkable work on those shows. It's just a matter of, will they break through the clutter? That, you know, there's seven nominees there, so it's really kind of hard to figure out
kidding.
Which one's going to upstage Veep, if anything does.
Melissa McCarthy won an Emmy already. They've announced it for this season for her role of Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live. And I also noticed that Dave Chappelle is up for a nomination for guest hosting Saturday Night Live. And the night, you remember, that he hosted was the first Saturday Night Live episode after the election. And his opening monologue that night, I think, is one of the great pieces of television I've seen. It was the perfect performance that night.
Yeah, well, I think that he did. I think that he and Melissa did win those two.
He's already won that for that? I thought that was going to be announced. He's already won that, huh?
Yeah, the guest actor awards have all been announced, so I think those two did win for that. And that, of course, means that Saturday Night Live is quite favored to win. It's the most nominated show of the year with 22 nominations, mainly because of all these guest actors and then a lot of the supporting actors. Kate McKinnon won last year for supporting actors in a comedy. She could very well win again. Alec Baldwin is nominated for his Trump impersonation, so he could possibly win as supporting actor of a comedy. So, yeah, I think it's Saturday Night Live's award to lose this year, and I think that it's very likely that it will win that particular prize for what they call variety series, variety comedy series, whatever they call that nowadays.
Yeah, it's a variety talk series. Let's see, variety talk series is Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yep.
Last week, Late Show with James Corden. No, it's one of those categories.
It's another category.
It's funny because when you get to reality shows, it's like structured reality, spontaneous competition reality shows. There's a bunch of those out there. Well, in that general broad category, and then I'll let you go, Matt, is there a show that you like where they are either singing or dancing or cooking or designing dresses? Is there one of those that you especially
well,
like?
Well, I'll tell you, the underdog that we're all rooting for, because he now has won as a surprise win for reality show host twice in a row, is RuPaul. And his RuPaul's Drag Race is finally in the nominations for Best Reality Competition Series. And talk about an outlier, but it's a delightful series, and I'd love to see it win. Before we stop, though, I do want to say the other big category here is the limited series, where you've got Big Little Lies on HBO going opposite Feud, the Bette Davis and Joan Crawford miniseries on FX. Those two are really amazing pieces of work. And in the actress category, you've got four Oscar winners going head-to-head between Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman from Big Little Lies, Susan Sarandon, and Jessica Lange from the Feud miniseries. And it's like, that is just... That's like Oscar-caliber work right there. So people are favoring Big Little Lies and Nicole Kidman, but I'm kind of rooting for Jessica Lange, who disappeared into the role of Joan Crawford, and that's one of the most amazing performances I've seen all year.
That's kind of what I'm asking. Matt Rausch, always a pleasure to talk to you and to read you, too, in TV Guide. And the website, if I want to just click on you and read more about you right now, is?
TVinsider.com.
TVinsider.com. We'll talk again, Matt. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.